This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford and David Hyland, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Dara, you just arrived at Temple Street with the O'Duffy Cup. A very special visit for yourself and your auntie Kay.
Yeah, we're buzzing. It's such a special occasion to be here this morning and we're privileged. And obviously it was lovely to see Kay this morning when I walked up the steps.
Amazing honour to have not alone the Cork team coming in, but to have my niece coming in. It's just been incredible.
Yeah, Kay, you must have had to welcome a lot of All-Ireland winning teams through these doors over the years. Not only is it great to have a Cork team here, but to have your niece Dara on the panel. Like, must be a great morning for you.
It's hugely special, and I think ladies sport is absolutely amazing now. So all the teams that win are just incredible, but to have Cork teams and then this one is just mega special. I just can't describe how special this one is to us.
How nervous were you watching the game yesterday?
Oh, I think my heart spent its time in my mouth. I felt like I'd play the match at the end. It was tense.
Yeah, the last few minutes were hectic enough. Yeah.
Yeah, are you even able to process what's going on in those final couple of minutes, Dara? Because even in the stands, it was nerve-wracking. I can't imagine what it was like for you.
I have no idea. The whole match, to be fair, was a blur. It flew. It's kind of just have to really try and soak it in. But I think we just need to watch it back and try and remember what actually happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Will you watch it back now this evening or over the next couple of days?
When time allows, I think. Yeah.
What is your role here in Temple Street?
Oh, I've been a doctor. I'm a consultant here for the last 25 years. So I just absolutely love sport and love seeing occasions like this because it's a lift for both staff and for patients. And it's huge. It's a great morale booster at times for people who are under pressure or who are kind of unwell and stuff like that. So it's really, really nice to see teams coming in.
Because we would have been speaking in the build-up to the week that this is the biggest occasion of the year. It's so important. And when you see a Galway side lose so heartbreakingly yesterday, but coming in here this morning, it probably brings a lot into perspective.
It does.
As to how important it really is.
And I think overall for parents, it's just an amazing thing. It's a lovely lift for people to see that people will give their time. And these girls have trained so hard and have done so much that they can still come and just be role models and just help kind of people who are having a difficult time. It's really nice.
You're going to have to go back to work after this? Putting West Cork on the map today.
Absolutely.
A good West Cork contingent?
Very. I think we've about 7 or 8 on the team, which is, I think the girls are saying, the most we've ever had. So it's pretty good,
Yeah.
Plan for the rest of the day now. Train down home and homecoming in the South Mall.
Homecoming in the South Mall, yeah. And then out to the bars. Yeah, after that. So long day ahead, but sure. Look, we're trying to soak it all in. It's been unbelievable the last 24 hours.
How excited are you to be welcomed back by the crowd? Record attendance in Croke Park yesterday. They came up in their numbers.
No, it was brilliant. There was a huge Cork crowd. I think most clubs took up a bus as well, which is lovely. So I think we're just all excited now to be back home.
Well, Kate, we better let you get back to work and Dara will better let you get back to your celebrations. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hayley, the Cork team have just arrived with the O'Duffy Cup. Emotional scenes around the place.
This is actually something I've always wanted to do, was to go to the Children's Hospital the following morning, and when the opportunity arose this morning to come, you couldn't have asked me twice. Like, this is just incredible to see the people, the staff as well, they're amazing, and the children, it's lovely, so we're delighted to be here now.
There's a couple of staff walking around in their Cork jerseys as well.
Oh, I know, it's nice to see. There's a few patients and there's a few staff that are Cork, so I think Dara Brightman is skiing, her aunt is working here, and she just said this is the first time she's been able to welcome obviously her niece here, so it's really nice. There's a few Cork connections. You wouldn't have to go too far for us, but it's good. It's good to be here.
It's such a high of the hotel last night and this morning and everything. It's a nice little tradition, isn't it? But fairly sobering as well at the same time.
No, definitely. I think I actually was only saying to the girls when I was coming in, I didn't realise how emotional I might get, but it is an emotional thing, and obviously there's a lot of these people going through tough times, so it's nice that we can bring a bit of positivity to their day. There's a Galway girl there now, a Galway patient, so and in fairness she's delighted to see us too, so you put the opponents to the side and you just these are just special things at the end of the day. Like, it's a really lovely tradition. I'm glad to be a part of it this morning.
Yesterday you come on in an All-Ireland final into the heat of battle. What are you thinking when you're warming up to go on into that, Hayley?
Oh, Richard, you're not thinking too much. I actually, when I came on yesterday, I couldn't tell you what was left in it. I just you just feel like you're running around the place. You can't even think actually. And I didn't know what the score was. Nothing. Just run, and if the opportunity arises, grab it and don't mess it up. That's all I said to myself. Don't mess it up.
Was it hard to even communicate with each other towards the end there? Like, you don't know how long is left when Sarah Healy is taking that ball, whether she's allowed to pass it. And she had 28 players in front of her there in the last puck of the ball.
Yeah, I actually, and this is no word of a lie, I said a prayer when Sarah Healy was jogging up. I didn't know, was it going to be Carrie Dolan would take it, or was it Sarah Healy? But I just said, either go wide, go short, go something, but do not go in. So yeah, I said a quick prayer, and thankfully she put it over the bar. But yeah, we couldn't communicate at all. It was just, your head's running riot, like, really.
The final whistle blows then. Is it joy? Is it relief? What's the overrated feeling?
Oh, joy, just absolutely buzzing. Like, I remember it was Amy and Ashling were the two near me. I couldn't, anyone could have been near me. I was grabbing onto them, running around. It was amazing. It was just joy. We earned that now, and it just, yeah, that's the way it felt. We were just so happy.
You had the ball there around the middle third, like, with only a couple of seconds left.
I dropped it, swarmed. So Galway, like, they tackled so hard yesterday, like, as we saw. And yeah, I got to know a few Galway players there. When I got it, they just swarmed me, like, and at that point you're not going to win a free either, like, so it was just, yeah.
Are you conscious of what's going on there at that stage, or are you just in?
I couldn't tell you what was going on, honestly. I just, like, you don't have a moment to think, and it was obviously the crowd are so loud, everyone's up the walls on the pitch, the players, so yeah, no thinking, just get on with it and see how it goes, literally.
You've won medals at Cork before, you've been involved with this team for a couple of years. Where does this one rank?
This is the sweetest one. This is the sweetest one because I've actually played a proper part, and I was involved in 23 and 24 as well. Like, I was a sub, but this one I feel like I proper played a part. So obviously it's sweeter, and I actually, the team as well, I must say, like every year we've had a lovely, lovely team, but because we went through a bit of adversity and kind of had to grow, it was just a journey. I really think this is a sweet one there, I must say.
People were noting, Colm was saying this morning on the show, that there does look like every team has a bond, but it did seem like everyone was just delighted for each other to get over the line. Is that because of the rocky start you had?
Honestly, yeah, and like I was saying, some of the happiest people were people that might not have gotten minutes all year. They're just a really lovely bunch, and obviously there's the ones that have been here a good few years, but there's like a lot of the younger girls, I must give credit to them, yes, they won at 23, but they're just such lovely, lovely girls, and they've come in, they're fresh. They were such a breath of fresh air, I felt, this year. They've no egos, in fairness. There's actually very few egos on this, like, there's no egos on the team, but like, they're just coming up and they're really enjoying it, and it's such a breath of fresh air, and I think they're taking it all in their stride, and with them, there's going to be a good few All-Irelands in Cork, please God, in years to come, because they're a great bunch and they stuck at it and they have a great attitude. So I was delighted to play with them now this year.
You had the banquet last night in the Louis Fitz. Does it even sink in at that stage? Are you talking into some turkey and ham nearly midnight, I'd say,
know,
was it?
I know, 20 past 11, I was talking into turkey and ham. I had no appetite at that stage, but we were actually exhausted. You'd be tired all right at the banquet the first night. Now we got going all right. We got going after a while, but tired initially. There was a few speeches, and then you would be tired when they get going, but then after that.
How excited are you for the next couple of days?
Yeah, buzzing, yeah. And actually the fact that we're going back to the city, the last 2 years were Castle Road, and it's a great location, you know, but I think the city is, the 23 was special when we got to go to the city in open top bus, so we're looking forward to going back to Cork now and seeing all the gang. I'm really looking forward to it.
Having to do the homecoming last year without the cup, will that make it even more special this year?
Very special. I know do you know what, I'm actually haunted. I've never lost a senior. I wasn't there last year, I went travelling last year, so I don't know what my lucky charm or what, but I'm back this year anyway, so there won't be any, we'll be going home without Duffy, thank God. So happy.
This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best GAA analysis from the likes of Tommy Walsh, Richie Hogan, Seamus Flanagan, Sarah O'Donovan, Pat Ryan, Jim Gavin, Darren O'Sullivan, Stephen Rochford and David Hyland, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.